Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. You have it, say amen.
Amen.
And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Call his name Jesus. She shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. May the Lord add the blessings to the reading of his word. No single word grips the hearts of men like the name of Jesus. Life would be intolerable without this time of year and without the message of Christmas. It would be unbearable without the angels' songs. It would be unrelivable darkness, just unthinkable if the light that's in the name of Jesus was all of a sudden snuffed out. But thank God, we here with grateful hearts think of songs like the one that Newton wrote when he says, "How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ears. It soothes his sorrow, heals his wounds, and drives away his fears."
Praise God.
The name of Jesus, what relief it has brought to me in my short journey. It relieved me. It is like music that it can be sung, because this peace that he brought to this earth has soothed it. And that name of Jesus has been like the quietening influence on a troubled, volcanic world that was headed for destruction. Now there is in the midst of all of this hope, just like it was that quiet day long ago when Joseph was spoken to of this angel, and this angel said to him, "Take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins."
Thank you, Lord.
Now, if that don't fill your heart with wonder,
thank you, Lord,
and if that doesn't fill your heart with adoration, let the light fall upon the darkness then of your soul and see just where this great name will take you. We have found it to be so. Consider now that the title that is given this great Savior, he bears it. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. That wasn't a distinctive name in that day. There were many Jesuses in that day. But this one will ascend above them all, and he, before his life is through, will have both the name Lord and Christ attached to his name that his mother gave him. Jesus showed his humanity. The Lord will distinguish him by his deity. The Christ will show him as the hope of the world. And we will call his name the Lord Jesus Christ, for he alone is our Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, it brings about humanity's rapture. Jesus is in history. You can find it in an encyclopedia. If you go into my library, and one man said about a library, he said, "There's nothing like having 60 or more professors just to talk to you when you need them." Well, a library has its benefits, but in it there is all those men seeking to tell us about this one Jesus. And the heavenly overtones of this season is just right where it should be, because heaven couldn't keep quiet about him either. They wanted to tell the world about this Jesus. I think that we should all want to tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
It was the angel who said of the Lord, thou shalt call his name Jesus. And they obediently bestowed that name upon that child. As I said to you the other night, you'll find all the answer to the world's dilemmas in that babe that's wrapped in swaddling clothes in that manger.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God tied up in swaddling clothes. Oh, that is a mystery. But that name is the one that will find it. You'll find in him sinlessness. He has to maintain that sinlessness. He cannot let anything come between him and sinlessness. If he sins, he's no better than us. If he fails in that mission and he sins, he loses all of us. And none can be saved. But his sinlessness, he says in John 8 and 46 these words to those critics of his, "Which of you convinceth me of sin?" It was Peter who defended his impeccability or his sinlessness with these words, "He who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth."
Right.
It was Robert Speer, that Methodist writer, who said these words, "Jesus bore no scars. There were no memories of past failures or mistakes. He came to each of the choices and tests of life, bearing no handicap from the past." Oh, hallelujah. Bearing no handicap from the past. That's where we have to turn. That's where our handicaps are, in our past.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That name is the answer. Moreover, it will give you all that is left, is lacking in your life. That name, Jesus, opens up the treasury of heaven. From it falls the grace of God. From it comes the peace of God. From it comes the joy of God. From it comes the light of God. One blessing coming down continually through that name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Anybody here know that name?
Yes, sir.
Would you just say it out loud for me? Jesus?
Jesus.
That's what my subject is. All power, he says, in his masterfulness. He knew that in one day he could speak that. When he came as a baby, he had a life to prove. But at the end of it, after Calvary, he would stand on earth and look to heaven and say, "All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations." He had finished it. It was a Savior now. He was the only Savior now. He was the only mediator now. He was the only one that could touch you and touch God. He was the only one standing between you and hell. He is the door that leads to the Father. He's the door that leads to heaven. Jesus is not only just a name, it's a person. His humanness proves it. He took the name of Jesus. Again and again he spoke of himself as a Son of Man. It's a mystery, but it's there. For he came to taste death for us all.
That's right.
Our grief, our hungers, our sweat, our toil. He identified himself through the Apostle Paul saying, "Bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." Oh, what an intimacy we have with him who loved us and came to redeem us and set us free from our sins by washing us in his own blood. John said it best in Revelation when he said, "He who loved us and gave himself for us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests unto God, and we shall reign with him."
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah! Christmas is the best present of all, is getting back to on our knees before the great King of glory and saying to him, "Without you, I can do nothing. Without you, I am nothing. Without you, I can't even lift up my eyes to God. Without you, I can't walk perfect before God. Without you, I am hopelessly lost for eternity. But with you, I have access to the Father. With you, I can come to the Father any hour of the day. With you and your blood, I can pass God's inspection. With your spirit, I cry, Abba, Father." Oh, what a wonderful name! The the name of Jesus. He's real. He is sinless in his humanity. His constant reliance on the Holy Ghost got him through this world. Oh, what a life. But he did it to prove to me and you. Let us never forget that. He walked impeccable before men and God so that we could have hope that with the help of the Holy Ghost, we too could finish our race and finish our course and fight the good fight and hear God say at the end of it, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Can anybody say amen?
Amen.
Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest. For in that he himself suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Call his name Jesus. The angel bade him do it. They did it. And now after all of these centuries, it still works.
Amen.
You can come to this altar as a sinner and whisper that name of Jesus to God, and God will be willing to forgive you of your past and give you a brand new future. He's God, through the name of Jesus, is willing to forget every sin that you ever committed. Amen. Oh, that wonderful name. Call his name Jesus. Yes, Jesus. The name high over all, in earth or hell or sky. Angels and men before him fall, and devils fear and fly.
That's right.
Thank God for the name of Jesus. It's brought peace to me in the hour of temptation. When the devil said, "I've got you." I remember Havis Crawford back years ago when Brother Havis preached a lot of camp meetings. I remember Brother Havis Crawford saying, "The devil had me in a corner." He said, "I had no way of escape. I couldn't get to the door. I was hemmed in." He said, "Then I remembered the name of Jesus. And I whispered the name. And while he bowed, I made my escape."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right.
Oh, what a wonderful name. I said, "Oh, what a wonderful name."
What a wonderful.
We are told today that Christ is Savior. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
We are told today that Christ as Savior is as ever strong as he's ever been. He can still lift the load of sin off of your life. If you're bound, he can break the yoke by his anointing. If you are troubled with habits, he can wash you whiter than snow. If you've got a past that haunts you, he can tear the pages out of the book and give you a brand new page. And if you won't write on it and let him write on it, grace will bring you through with a clean record. Oh, the name of Jesus. You don't have to worry about sins after you met him. God don't remember them. The devil's the only one that remembers them. But at the name of Jesus, he's got to flee. Amen. Worry has tore so many of our families up. Look at us on this Christmas. Worried. Now that we bought all these presents, how are we going to pay for them?
Yeah.
Where's our children? Will they be home? Will there be peace if we're all under the same roof? Will there be hope for them? On this dark tomorrow, is there hope for my children and my grandchildren? Is there hope? And I tell you, yes. Through Jesus Christ, there's hope for peace yet in your family. There's hope for restoration of your family. There's hope for the salvation of your lost loved ones. If you take Jesus out of this world, you leave us in a blighted world, hopeless world, a staggering drunken world that's headed towards the precipice of destruction. Put Jesus in it, all of a sudden everything's come back on course. Hallelujah. God has no mistakes. And Jesus at the helm of old ship Zion is going to anchor one day in a glorious, better world. Listen, I didn't write this. F.E. Marsh wrote this. It's just called His name. His name is wonderful and fair and marvelous as well. His name is secret. God is He. Who can His glory tell? The glory of His worth is seen. The glory of His death, the glory in His saving grace, the Spirit's living breath. His name is Counselor and Guide. The Word directs our ways. He counsels us by His living voice and leads us all the day. He guides us when the path is dark and holds us by the hand. We're in the wilderness He keeps and brings to the promised land. His name is Mighty God. The love Almighty is found in Him. No power can stand before His might, no cause He cannot win. He, mighty love, will kill all ill. His power will keep from self. His mighty grace will grace the life and give eternal wealth. Everlasting Father, true is Christ, the Lord divine. He was, He is, and is to be Himself the living shrine. He cares for all, He cares for each. He knows our every need. And so we trust our wants to Him, for He will surely feed. The Prince of Peace, His name so true, with Him all wars must cease. His blood on cross of sacrifice, the price He paid for peace. The peace with God, how great the boon. The peace of God, how real. The God of peace is with His own. Who shall the Spirit seal? Oh, hallelujah. Man is selfish. The world is violent. We are in a critical time. We don't know what tomorrow will hold. We don't know how long it will be until it comes crashing down around our head. But we know that in the complex situation, there is someone who brings stability to all who put their trust in Him. And He is as near as your breath, as close as your heart. And if you reach out your feeble hands, you can touch Him. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And to prove it, He will respond when you ask in His name. He said, I will do it.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sicknesses has fled at His name. Devils has fled at His name. Healings have come at His name. The wrongs have been righted at His name. The devil cannot stand at His name. Hallelujah. We have such a Savior.
Amen.
Oh no, I can't explain it. I wish I could. All it declares is that the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins in order to rescue us from this present wicked world in accordance with the will of God. Weymouth wrote that in his translation, the King James, as found in the book of Galatians, our Sunday school lesson for today, who gave Himself for us in order to secure us or to keep us in this present evil world. He comes to rescue us. Can anybody say amen?
Amen?
The sin of the human family has so many, but there's only one antidote to sin, the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
You can be stained to the very pit of your heart, but the blood can reach where nothing else can. And the blood always goes to where the deepest hurt is. You let the blood of Jesus apply to you, and it will take hurt away. It will take shame away. It will take reproach away. There's one man that was talking to another about his testimony. His name was Dr. Walter Kalenbach. And he was trying to talk to us about his sins, and he said he knew Christ not only as a pardoner of his guilt-stained past, but also as an emancipator from his habit-ridden present. He was a drug addict, taking as high as 30 grains of morphine a day. One treatment for it after another had been tried and failed. The enslaved man gave himself to Christ, the story goes. His trust undergirded by two passages from the New Testament. My grace is sufficient for thee. He is able to save to the uttermost. The doctor told him if he broke it off too soon, he would just lose his mind. And so for 6 weeks of pure torture, it made him think of the damned in hell. He could neither eat nor sleep. When he stood up, he shook as if it was just a quaking under his feet. He lay down. His mind became the playground of horrible hallucinations. But this is what he said. What kept me from giving up was that each time I cried, "Help me, Jesus!" there was instant relief.
Yes.
For the moment new strength was given and victory won, at the end of 6 weeks, the victory was completely, and it was continuous. No relapse. And he said the secret was, "Help me, Jesus!"
Right.
And instant help came.
Right.
I want to tell you, I found that to be true.
Yeah.
Thou shalt call his name Jesus, because he is an ever-present help in the time of trouble.
Thank you, Lord.
He'll work on your sins until you've conquered them. He will make you stand up and look at your past and detest it. You will hate those things that you once loved. And you will love the things that you once hated. Oh, thank God, there's a new creature in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No matter where you're at, no matter what land you're from, no matter what the color of your skin, no matter what the degree of your indebtedness to the sins of your life, Jesus can pay it all. He can lift your burden. He can bring you back to your right mind. Hallelujah.
You
ever hear old timers say they wouldn't do that if they was in their right mind? Or nobody in their right mind would ever do that.
Well,
what they're talking about is a slavery of sin. But Jesus can set you free and give you back your right mind. Can anybody out there know what I'm talking about? Would you lift one hand and say, "Jesus"? Oh, Jesus! What a wonderful Savior you are. Amen. Belief is confidence in a proposition for which the mind has found evidence. Trust is the commitment to a person who may responsibly be entitled to our confidence. And that's where Jesus comes in. I put my trust in him. I commit to a person my trust who may reasonably be entitled to our confidence. Over the 47 years that I have served him, he has won my confidence.
Yes.
Amen.
I have found he has never failed at the name of Jesus to bring it to a quick and reasonable solution.
Thank you, Lord.
Does it always disappear? No. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Does he answer every prayer? No, and thank God he don't. Because there's sometimes I pray and I don't have my right mind.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad he overlooks me.
Thank God.
I'm glad he overrides me.
Amen.
I'm glad he makes the right decision.
Oh,
and he makes them for me. Jesus brings a world of wisdom into my reach. Jesus brings a realm of peace into my reach. Jesus brings the glory of a better day into my reach.
That's right.
And Jesus brings a heavenly home right to my doorstep.
That's right.
And when death has closed this door, Jesus opens that door. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And let me tell you the rest of his name. Lord Jesus Christ. And when I get to heaven, I will willingly give him my crown. I will willingly bow my knee. I will willingly confess to him, if it had not have been for you and your love, I would have perished in my ignorance. I would have perished in my ignorance. I thought I was having fun when I was on a downhill road to hell. I thought I was smart when all the time I was dumber than a box of rocks. I thought I could figure it all out. And I was getting more entwined in my sins every day of my life until finally the light came on and Jesus came to me and gave me grace. And now I can stand and declare to you the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is He died for me.
Yes.
He died for me.
Amen.
He came and was born in Bethlehem, but His aim was to save me from my sins, which meant that He was on a dead course for Calvary. At Calvary, He never looked back. At Calvary, He gave Him His hands. At Calvary, He gave Him His side. At Calvary, He gave up His life. And then when He looked up and said, "Father, it is finished," God ripped the veil Himself and said, "All, whosoever will, let them come." And from that day to this, there's been an innumerable host that's marched through that ripped veil into the presence of God because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. He paid it all.
Amen.
"I shall call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins." And this morning I offer to you an antidote to sin. You're dying. You're going to go to hell. You can't escape it. You can run where you want to. You can change your name. You can change your ways, but you can't change your past. But Jesus can.
Amen.
Jesus can change your past. He can do so by annihilating it. When He annihilates it, God remembers it no more. And the little song says, "What sins are you talking about? I don't remember them anymore. Thank God my past is under the blood and my future is in His hands. I offer you this morning a Savior." Not saviors. A singular Savior whose name is Jesus. Not Buddha. Not Confucius. Not Muhammad. His name is Jesus. And when He died, He had a name given Him that's above every name. The Lord Jesus Christ. He is God's Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Stand with me. Amen. This morning, I want you to take a serious thought for a moment about Jesus Christ. I want you to think about Him, not in the terms of Christmas, but in the terms of your well-being. If you was to have something drastically wrong with you and you would ask me, "Do you know of a specialist?" I may not know. But when you ask me about the specialist who can rid you of sin, I know the only one.
Right.
And He can take your sins and make them as though you never sinned them. That's called justification.
Yes, sir.
Just as you had never sinned. That's how God will look at you. When the blood of Jesus Christ is applied, it'll be just as though you had never committed those sins. What a deal. What a wonderful deal. Jesus opens up for you full salvation. And you won't have to worry about your past. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
We're going to sing and we'll open the altar. You can come and pray. Will you? Step out from where you're at. Let's come and let's seek God. Amen.